Right, welcome back in. We got a couple of NBA odds and ends to get to in a moment. But it feels like we're turning back the clock, does it not? We used to talk to this guy quite often, whether they were whooping our ass in the playoffs or stealing our best players in free agency.
That's usually how it went down.
Usually. This has been a very one-sided relationship here, but you never know. Maybe this is the time that we change the narrative, even though we saw the stat yesterday. We've never won a postseason game in San Antonio. 0-10 all time.
Mm-hmm.
Time to change that. And joining us now is our good friend from San Antonio, ESPN Radio down in San Antonio, Jason Minix, at Jason Minix on Twitter. Jason, good morning to you. What's the feeling in San Antonio? Antonio, you guys are back in the playoffs.
Well, you know, we are back in the playoffs, and I'm excited that you guys would want me back on your show because, as you've said, it's been fairly one-sided. How's Scoot working out for you? No, I'm kidding.
Come on, Minix! Right out of the gate!
Has been fantastic. And what's interesting, though, some of the little nuggets you just dropped, I did not realize until this playoff series was set the other day, that in three of the four times the Spurs and Blazers have met in the playoffs, the Spurs have ended up in the NBA Finals, twice winning it. You know, the greatest shot in Spurs history, the Memorial Day miracle from Sean Elliott in 1999, outstretched arms of one Rasheed Wallace. It's incredible. I'm glad you guys are having me back.
All right, thanks for joining us, Minix.
Yeah,
we appreciate
it. Great
time.
Chatting, and have fun watching the series. We'll talk to you later.
You can gloat, and we can be your lucky rabbit's foot back in the playoffs and the history of all of that. We were one ping pong ball away from having your situation, and I hate how hodgepodge, kind of ritzy you sounded just there on the Wimby Scoot stuff. It hasn't gone great, but we got ourselves a Denny.
That's right. You're shaking
in your boots about Denny Abdia. Let's
Scared.
Admit it.
You know, it's interesting because in reality, the year that Portland is having this year is the kind of season we in San Antonio expected the Spurs to have this year. You go back at the beginning of the year, we thought, all right, can they be a play-in team? Maybe playoffs, a fifth, sixth seed. Nobody saw a 62-win season, the second seed battling with Oklahoma City for the one seed. This Spurs team this year is far overachieved expectation. It's been pretty incredible.
Well, now our entire audience hates you, and it's great to have you back. That's why we love bringing
love
you on. Right? Let me ask you this, though. So to your point on the expectations coming in, because I don't remember what I thought about San Antonio. I knew it was interesting and like, man, Wemby, if he stays healthy, we knew what they were capable of. But I
had West Conference Finals.
You did preseason. I don't remember if I picked a certain seeding or if I thought two seed. The expectations have to evolve as the year goes on, but they're also an interesting team because there's very little playoff experience on the roster. And we kind of saw this from, you know, OKC 2 years ago comes out of nowhere. They're the one seed in the Western Conference. And then I believe they lost in the second round, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And then there was this talk of like, well, should they make a move, blah, blah, blah. And then the next year they come back and win the title. Have the expectations shifted? Is it we're playing with house money because we've already exceeded them? Like, what is the thought now that the playoffs are starting about how far people expect this team to go?
You know, in reality, it's mixed. I mean, this season has already been a success, far exceeds expectations, but the goalposts have moved where it was, hey, get into the playoffs and get some of that experience, and then next year look out, kind of like what Oklahoma City did. They do lack playoff experience. I mean, you know, Harrison Barnes and Luke Kornet are the only dudes with any postseason experience, but
right. Maybe
this team is too young and dumb to understand what that means, but... And again, you know, Steph Castle won a national championship at UConn. Wemby playing in the gold medal game in the Olympics. They do have guys with big game spotlight experience, but it's not the NBA playoffs, the physical play, the grueling nature of it. But I look at this team, guys, and tell me who's going to beat them four times. That said, I look at Oklahoma City play and I say, well, who's going to beat that team four times? But the way this Spurs team has played since the beginning of February, the expectations have changed here in San Antonio. And I do think nationally that while they don't have the playoff experience, and we all kind of feel like everybody needs that, who's to say they can't go win the championship because they are just so deep and so consistent. And they've been playing that way since February 1st. It is pretty remarkable that if one guy has an off night, somebody else is going to pick up the slack. They're not reliant on one or two guys.
Yeah. I'm just kind of curious, man. You've been around that market a long time. You've been able to cover some pretty legendary players, and you've had different versions, right? Like Robinson comes through there, and then you guys get Duncan, and then you had this kind of Duncan Ginobili thing, Parker thrown in there, and then, oh, here's Kawhi Leonard, and then he leaves, and then I'm just, of all the superstars, what is the most, what's the biggest difference aside from the height, like the physical nature of them? What's the biggest difference being around a Wemby versus all the other ones that have come through San Antonio?
You know, it's interesting, and it's hard to compare Wemby with, you know, like David Robinson wasn't around during the social media era, but
right.
Great public speaker, great interview. Timmy, not one that attracted or looked for the spotlight. He avoided it, right? So, you know, the Spurs are, you know, kind of unknown because they don't let a lot of people in. Wemby embraces it. Wemby is just such a unique individual. He goes to bed at 9 o'clock. He talks about it. He said yesterday that he did not watch the Phoenix Portland game because it was past his bedtime. He goes to bed at 9 o'clock. He is a machine, guys. It's ridiculous. But he's also a very curious guy, and he's open about it. But, you know, while he's 22 years old, he has been in this spotlight over in France since he was a teenager, and he embraces the social media. He understands the fame and the attention, not just because he's tall, but he understands just how unique and good that he is. But he's just very curious about so many things. You know, you saw him probably the other day doing math in his head. You know, I was trying to figure out how to do that on a calculator, and he was nailing everything. But he's thought about it. You know, when Jared Weiss from The Athletic asked him about MVP and said, give me three things, you know, most NBA players, most players in any sport would give you some BS cliche answer. And he gave a well thought out answer. He wasn't really campaigning for himself, but he was. But he answers questions with good, thoughtful answers. Mm-hmm. And he's not talking in 15-second cliche sound bites. And I think that's one of the differences. But we see that with a lot of European players, not just Wemby, where they will give you great answers. They'll all make the all-interview team. Manu Ginobili was that way with the Spurs. And I'm sure, you know, when they're in Portland, some of the European guys are far better interviews than the American guys, just because they'll give you real answers and not talking cliches.
Yeah, no doubt about that. How does he sleep in a bed on the road? What do they do?
Oh, I know the answer to this.
Oh, tell me.
So somebody looked this up because they want, and not just with him, he's 7'4". There's 6'10".
Like, yeah, there's a lot of guys. Yeah, you're not fitting in a hotel bed.
The teams have bed extensions that they bring with them to travel, and they put them at the foot of the beds, and so they extend out, and now the king-size bed goes out to like 9 feet
long. A double king-size
bed. It's almost like, yeah, not quite a double king, but yeah.
I have that problem at 5'10 pretty often. Last one.
Yeah, as a tall 5'7 guy, I don't know what you're talking about.
I was going to say, Minix, I was going to say, my coach just called himself 5'10.
Hey.
Heels.
I got a new pair of shoes that gives me an extra 2 inches, all right? Don't be sleeping on my height. How do you think it goes, Minix? Or is it a clean sweep, gentleman sweep? Blazers steal a couple of games? What's your feeling? How does it play out, game one Sunday night?
It's Wemby's first playoff game. To give you an idea of the excitement level, and again, it's been 7 years since the Spurs have had a playoff game, and really, you go back, I mean, when they won the title in 14, the playoff appearances after that, you knew they weren't a championship-level team. But there used to be a time in San Antonio where they couldn't sell out games one or two or the first round because people would save their money for the Western Conference Finals or the NBA Finals. We also have a 10-day party going on in San Antonio called Fiesta that happens every year, and that's a huge deal, and people would go to Fiesta events as opposed to playoff games. Game one sold out in seconds, and I would imagine that it's not going to be a great game. And no, I just don't know that Portland has the horses to keep up with San Antonio when San Antonio is rolling and they are deep. You know, the focus will be on Wemby. Steph Castle is a great lockdown defender. De'Aaron Fox is a true point guard as a distributor. Keep an eye on Julian Champagne and him hitting threes, just very consistent. Keldon Johnson, who should be sixth man of the year, accepting a different role on this team, coming off the bench. He has been incredible. I mean, sweep maybe one, but an overall great competitive series, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, well, if we're looking for a positive in the outcome of this series, is that we're all going to hate San Antonio again the way that we used to, because it's been a while.
Again,
it's nice to be back.
Yeah.
Jason Minix from San Antonio, ESPN San Antonio, good friend of the show, at Jason Minix on Twitter. Enjoy the series, my man, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Thanks, as always, for the time.
Appreciate you guys.